From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Investigators today released their official report on the Columbia space shuttle accident. Copies of the report were hand-delivered to families of the seven astronauts who died. They were also distributed to the White House, members of Congress, and, of course, NASA. The report says that in many ways the space agency did not learn the lessons of the Challenger accident in 1986. NASA can be fixed, the report says, but the necessary changes will meet with internal resistance. NPR's David Kestenbaum reports.
The report is glossy, filled with pictures of the shuttle, diagrams, and emails. It's 248 pages long and 3/4 inch thick. Retired Admiral Harold Gaiman, who chaired the investigation, said that if the task had been to list the good things NASA did, the report would be much thicker, but that was not its task. He said the report is long and detailed for a reason.
The board is quite convinced that most accident investigations do not go as far as we did, in that most accident investigations find the widget that broke. They find the person in the cause chain closest to the widget that broke, require that the widget be redesigned or replaced and the person fired or retrained, and then call it a day.
The report says that the widget in this case was a piece of foam that broke loose from the shuttle's external tank during launch. The shuttle, which was now moving at over 1,000 miles an hour, collided with the foam, creating a hole or a crack in Columbia's wing. During reentry, superheated gas crept in and the wing melted. Sheila Widnall is a professor of engineering at MIT and a member of the investigation board.
So this was obviously a catastrophic event that determined that the vehicle would be lost.
The report lists 8 missed opportunities, moments where engineers and managers on the ground might have realized the extent of the damage before reentry. The report documents how on 3 separate occasions, engineers asked whether the Department of Defense might be able to take high-resolution pictures of the shuttle in orbit to assess the damage. On 1 occasion, a formal request was made to the Department of Defense, but there was a communication breakdown and NASA managers canceled the request less than 90 minutes later. The belief that the foam strike did not pose a danger was based in part on a computer model that had not been designed to simulate such powerful collisions. Despite the fact that foam often struck the orbiter during launch, the report says that NASA had never tested how the leading edge of the wing would hold up under such an impact. Retired Admiral Stephen Turcotte, another of the 13 board members, said NASA's safety testing in general was inadequate.
A lot of the equipment that is used on that program is 22 years old. It's frozen in time. It's just as it was when that thing was built. There's a lot of good test equipment out there that is in use in the industry, and we've made several recommendations to incorporate that.
The board members did not blame any one person or group of people. In the report, they write that complex systems almost always fail in complex ways.
In our time on the shop floor, those are good people. The people that are down there working, they're working their hearts out.
The deeper problem, the board concluded, the problem that caused the foam problem was a combination of organizational and cultural shortcomings. Major General John Barry, another board member, took out a copy of the report on the Challenger accident of 1986, and he said he found those problems still persist.
NASA had conflicting goals of cost, schedule, and safety, and unfortunately safety lost out in a lot of areas to the mandates of operational requirements.
The board has laid out a long list of ways it believes NASA has to change to reduce the risk of another accident. The list includes the creation of an independent engineering group and an independent safety group within NASA. Ideally, those teams would feel free to raise concerns without worrying about what the financial consequences might be. The members seem to have varying degrees of confidence in NASA's ability to effect those changes. Sean O'Keefe, NASA's administrator, speaking publicly this afternoon, pledged to implement the board's recommendations. He closed with a tribute to the crew of Columbia.
I would suggest that each day when we enter, every single one of us will be reminded of the price paid by husband, McCool, Anderson, Clark, Challa, Brown, and Ramon. These words are the price of admission to the ranks of NASA. Let's go to work.
David Kestenbaum, NPR News, Washington.
And there is a link to the full report at our website, npr.org.